This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of bilateral relations. These include trade and investment, science and technology, green energy, AI, startups, environment and climate change, cultural cooperation, and people-to-people ties. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In a press statement after the meeting, Mr. Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism. During the meeting, the two leaders also stressed on the need for reform in the United Nations and other international organizations to make them contemporary and effective. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said, "It is impressive to look at India's success when it comes to infrastructure, digitalization in society and developing infrastructure at an enormous pace." Voting is underway for by-polls in 13 assembly seats across 7 states of West Bengal, Punjab, Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. Polling began at 7 a.m. The results of the assembly by-polls will be declared on the 13th of this month. Meanwhile, a 6-member election commission team headed by senior deputy election commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma is reaching Ranchi this evening for a 2-day tour to Jharkhand to review election preparedness in the state. Jharkhand assembly election is due to be held later this year. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people were killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangar Mau in Unnao district this morning. Unnao SP Siddharth Shankar Meena has informed that the injured are being treated at the district hospital, while 5 injured passengers have been referred to Lucknow for better treatment. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their condolences over the deaths caused by this road accident. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that the changes in the existing textbooks have been made only for classes 3 and 6 and not for other classes. The schools have been instructed to continue using the same textbooks for other classes except for classes 3 and 6 as they did in the previous academic year. The Supreme Court today said that a Muslim woman is entitled to maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench comprising Justices B.B. Nagaratna and Augustine George Massey dismissed a petition in the case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife. Flood situation is worsening day by day in the Tarai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister Jitendra Prasad, will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Khiri districts today, which are most affected by the flood fury. After conducting the aerial survey, he is also scheduled to visit the flood victims and review the rescue and relief operation going on in these areas. In Uttarakhand, traffic has been blocked after a massive landslide near the Patal Ganga Langsi Tunnel on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. All pilgrims heading to the Badrinath Yatra have been asked to stop at safer places. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsula India during the next 2-3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim in the northeast and over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat in the west and South Peninsula India in the next 3-4 days. At least 25 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school in southern Gaza yesterday. According to Hamas-run health ministry, the building was sheltering thousands of displaced people. The incident comes a week after the Israeli military ordered civilians to evacuate Abbas and Al-Kabira and other areas of eastern Khan Yunis, prompting tens of thousands to flee. Meanwhile, Israeli army said the airstrike near the school and reports of civilian casualties were under review. The army further claimed the strike targeted a Hamas militant who took part in the attack on Israel. And in cricket, Indian men's team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the 30-20 match of the 5-match series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.